Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God! It's a weird day. We're smashed at. Is it even noon yet? It's 2 o'clock, but it's a shitty day. I already posted about that earlier. So.
I bought a watermelon to pinhole. That's all I'm gonna say.
Nikki said normal. She was comparing.
That's why I got that.
Yep. I can't say anything about that.
Sorry, I can try to retrain my clean self.
Right. We're on episode number 69 now.
It's
going to be a very dirty
talk about my baby and my last 2 weeks on the road and how I came home and I
You start walk. Off with that. We'll start with that again.
Talk about 5 years.
Not that I don't want to know very much detail.
Well, you know what? Like, that game we're going to play anyways, maybe, but it's like, okay, I'm sorry, but you haven't had relations in many, many, like, over 5 years. Minus the neighbor, I cheated, you know, well, I guess I could say cheated with, so I'm still married, but it's like.
My God, you guys weren't together.
Well, I know we weren't married. We weren't together, and he cheated on me so many times.
It's like whoever the hell else I hooked up with.
It's like 3 months after my first baby was born, I got cheated on so many times, and, you know, I still remained faithful until after, like, 12 years. Then it gets old, and I was trying to put it between me and God, not me and that asshole, but, you know, yeah, it was a bad one-night drunken stand. Even God told me to cheat, but no, this one I have now is just amazing, and we're moving on with our life. It's not like, well, I get pregnant, we don't want kids, and I'm being yin-yin. This guy's like, well.
What's the guy next door that you hooked up with?
No, the one I'm with now.
No, I'm just saying, like,
he was an asshole. He was just more like.
Dude, I remember he came out the door and he was talking like that, and I'm like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I will take care of that kid. You better fuck the hell off.
Yeah, don't start talking about abortion in front of my
motherfucker. Hell no.
I wouldn't know that thing, you know?
I did tell you, though. When he stopped by that day, and he was like, is she here?
I know he shows up with five pregnancy tests, and it's like. Look, motherfucker, I don't take being drunk as any fucking excuse because, you know, okay, that night, you know, drunk, I was just being sloppy, but the next morning when you're waking up and you're, like, already there, it's like, that I do blame on you because I was out fucking cold. And half the night I was being woken up, laying your stomach, you're snoring, and I only do that when I'm drunk. You know, so if you're being woken up like that, then you're finally in a deep-ass fucking comatose sleep, and then you wake up, and there's some guy on you, and it's like, honey, that's on you. And that's you know. So, anyway.
Yeah, I was like, you know, get the fuck out of here if he is pregnant. I will help her take care of it. You can fuck off.
Yeah, it's funny how a guy wants you to move in with him and all this. Yeah, it's funny how a guy wants you to move in with him, and he's, like, living in the past.
Yeah, we were a great band, blah, blah, blah. See, I had long hair.
Right, yeah, so did David Lee Roth, and it was back in the same time age, so, and I was 15, so I really don't give a fuck, you know? It's like, dude, come on, you're being like fucking Axl Rose wannabe, you know, people that are like, well, Axl Rose, blah, 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 blah. Okay, people that are on top of Axl Rose and bring him down, it's like, you know what? I do see a lot of other sides. I know DJ Ashbaugh's not trying to replace fucking Flash, first of all, he's not even the bass guitarist. He's the specialty. No, well, some call it specialty,
backup.
Some call it. Some call it backup. Some call it specialty. Some call it special, whatever. But I think
some bands have two guitarists and a bass. So
you see, and they had Izzy Stradlin, Slash, and they had Duff. So. And they have three of their guitarists. There's the special, there's the bass, and then there's the whatever else. And, you know, because DJ has a hat that's like half the size of Slash, so basically he's trying to copy him. No. I actually went into looking at each one of these guys, where they're from, and actually your present, soon to be ex-husband.
Is Ash Buzz from 3 hours away from Chicago.
But what's your soon-to-be ex-husband was telling me about, he knew more about Bumblefoot than I did. And
I asked you. He probably didn't.
These people aren't, but I didn't didn't know where he was from, and when I went into a lot of their, you know, biography and stuff, it's like, these guys are being themselves. They're not trying. Now, I don't know about this Buckethead character. I mean, why would you have a fucker running around with a fucking KFC bucket on his head?
Same reason that Slipknot wore a mask.
Wasn't he from Slipknot, the dude that was in there wearing the dude that
Not that I know head? Of. Not that I
he
know
was from,
of.
Like, Finland or Sweden or something. And
not that I know
on
of.
There later.
I really have to pee, so if you can take over this for me.
Oh, you know I can, but...
Of course, no, you can. Fuck, what is
I
saying?
I
need to,
but it's like, oh, well. I'm going to pee on my bed again.
And then right there is where Mill City Nights is. And it was like, holy shit.
Okay, it's third in Washington that I was on, but that's funny because
that was hilarious, though.
Dude, after you left,
we almost died, and I didn't even get to see the show.
Dude, after you left, Texas Month, though, I told Ray, I said, right after you guys left, I got that bad feeling that I should have let you go.
Aww.
And I was like, I had that feeling of death. I was like, I can't even call my daughter, and I bet if I Facebook this.
Well, I had the phone. Oh, wait, no, you couldn't have. You didn't have a phone.
Well, I could have on Facebook, though. Thing is, I was like, whether or not she's going to get this, I don't know if the GPS to get there, and I don't know if Facebooking would matter, but I had this really bad, gory feeling that I should message you and tell you to turn around and come back home. And I was like, that might be mother overprotective, but, you know, now I'm starting to see my friend I grew up with, how her mom would have dreams and won't let her, like, go tubing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I guess I'd rather be overprotective and let you live than have something happen.
Pebble dreams, too.
And then when you came home an hour and a half later and told me you guys were going on the light rail, it fucking grabbed me right there.
We decided to take the train instead of the car.
Yeah, it just grabbed me in my gut right there. I was like, something was right to me. And I told Ray, and I was like, me and him were talking about how we got those.
But it wasn't that sent me home. It was my anxiety.
Yeah, I know, but still, you guys won. You guys could have been, I mean, granted, you had.
I was looking ahead of us.
You.
I was looking ahead of us, and I looked behind us, and I was, thank God we are on the one that's
you're on
this
the other
way,
side.
And it's
yes.
Not going to come in this
that's
way.
That's still a death call, because
holy
it's going very fast, considering that.
Not downtown, though.
I was okay going, like, okay, if they're between
actually,
stops.
Actually, no.
If they're between stops, once they get going, like, if they're going, like, from there to St. Paul or Lake Street, then they start flying.
Well, yeah, but the thing is,
they don't go too fast.
The thing is that I've noticed about those is they're not like regular trains. It's not like it takes them like 5 minutes to slow down.
Right.
Like I've seen when we go on university and there's a train coming and the light turns red, they can stop.
Why is that
like
red?
A car can.
Yeah.
That means we're recording.
Hi,
I'm
everybody.
No, I'm just saying.
Right.
They have, you know, nowadays they have better brake systems to where they can stop like a car.
I hope so, because that's scary.
So, yeah. But,
yeah, but it was nice of our roommate.
That looks like a can opener.
Yeah, it does. It was nice of our roommate to come on, you know, I was telling my guy about that, too. I was like, you know, at least he came out and said, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to kill your daughter. I mean, it wasn't marked. So I was like, right away, I have
a little adventure. But, yeah, that street is very poorly marked.
And that pisses me off because I used to go out for my
bitch about that.
Dude, I used to go out for my class right down to the corner of Washington, and I think it was third.
Oh, no. No, we might have been on Hennepin to Fifth Street.
Okay.
It was one of those two because I think we turned right on Hennepin. Yep, it was Hennepin and Fifth.
Okay, what did you say about this?
I said it looks like the can opener.
Did you see that thing I posted about the Apple thing, the garbage can, is their new computer?
I know you posted
a garbage can.
I know you posted a comment on that TV mirror thing, but
okay, there's some earlier that I didn't realize I posted the other day, so I edited I went on there and it was something about Apple coming out with a computer that's the size of a trash can, and they're like, they're showing this thing rolling around, and they're like, who would pay $5 to $10,000 for this, you know? And I'm like, okay, yeah, because it's expensive, it's top technology. I would pay 10 G's just because
this
thing moves by itself when you put it on the side. Woo-hoo. What I can do with my own trash can. Why would I want to do that? You know, unless it has some other top technology things I don't know about.
Yeah.
But,
all right, let's go to a song real quick.
God.
We're going to Dark Side, and I don't know, I think this might be Words of Judas,
yeah,
but I don't know what song this is.
Yeah, I got a tea.
So enjoy, we'll be right back.
I want my pizza.
Okay.
Why can't I remember anything?
flapping glasses look.
Don't tell me that flap, flap, flap glass.
Can't look. Ah, help, my glasses are flapping.
See, she's trying to make me laugh when I'm trying to take a shot.
No, I have glasses that I have to wear when I'm reading or driving at night.
Well, I'm supposed to do the same thing, but I ain't seen mine in years. So.
Yeah, well,
mine are stolen for crap. So like,
okay, so this is the 69th episode.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, we need a continuance to this episode. We really do.
We'll start talking about shit where
you go. I know, this is 69.
I ain't got nothing I can talk
just,
about.
Wait. Okay, this is 69 and one half.
Ew.
All right, I've been on the road.
I was on the road for, well, I've been home for like a little over a week now.
It's been over a week, yeah.
And my man's coming home either tomorrow or Thursday, and hoping I could go out, well, when I find out when our start date is. So if we find out, it's okay for me to go out.
Well, plus, the other one has to check out next week in Plymouth.
So. Yeah, so, you know.
Our business is going really well, by the way, so we're off.
If anyone needs a cleaning business up here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
It seems like we're getting a lot of offices, which is great, because a lot of them don't
well,
like
yeah, we don't.
Office cleaning.
Well, yeah,
so.
Considering all these bastards that call and ask. Say we need something
you know what?
To take care of their fucking wife.
Someone emailed me. Someone emailed me. They're like, do you charge $20 an hour for two people or $10 an hour for one person? I was like, no, it's a flat rate, $20 an hour. Regardless, we don't, you know, charge by the person. So
yeah.
Mm. But yeah, otherwise this other one, it's an office in Plymouth, and their cleaners put in their resignation notice. So.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Well,
who
knows?
Travis, well, I'll tell you, okay, I should say that his name, but it's like, okay, well, it's like, well, all right, we've been getting a lot of ass, you know, fucking morons. It's like, where do these people come from? You have an ad out there saying that you're professional home and office cleaning. Get these morons that call and they're like, well, my wife, she's disabled. I need someone to babysit.
Well, I updated that.
Thank you. I need someone to look after my look after my wife and run errands, honey. We didn't. All right, we did.
That show go up $60 an hour.
Will because we didn't. We don't offer that. We offer professional home and office cleaning. We did not say anything about babysitting and PCA.
Mm-hmm.
Which I try to lead them very kindly in the right direction and say, honey, this is we're not a PCA service. I used to do that work, and that's probably who you want to refer to. And if you do have a wife that's disabled, you should have insurance to cover a PCA. So, therefore, even though you're out of this country, I don't know how that works. But,
yeah,
you know, that could be
you
different,
don't
like but
it's really bothering me.
I did, you know, I am kind to the people that call here from other countries, let them know that, hey, in the U.S., this is a PCA job, so you have to set that up.
You know what, somebody emailed me about that regarding our ad, and they said, I'm producing an adult film, and I was wondering if you guys would be interested.
All right, you know what?
I didn't reply to that.
Dude, I'm sorry, but when they see mother-daughter, that's one thing that concerned me.
And that's why I said on the ad, I'm like, do not contact us if you're looking for something else. We do cleaning only.
Yes, thank you.
Duh.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Back in the days, I've already done my time with that, and it's like, honey, if we're going to do something more than that, you want to look in the adult industry, not fucking personal. Cleaning.
For God's sake, I could be somebody that's middle-aged
service.
And could be like fucking old lady, for God's sake.
I could be an old grandma, okay? No, I could be like fucking Sons of Anarchy grandma that runs around kicking these little bitches' asses, you know, which is what I'm about to do soon because I'm about sick of some of these fuckers that are fucking contacting us. But you know what? I'm gonna be rude
because we're a business.
I know, but you know what? If you contact us unprofessionally, you're probably gonna get
coming back at you.
I'm sorry to say, but yes, I did my time in the professional adult industry. I know when it's gonna go another direction.
You bring the coke in here.
And that's when I have my daughter.
That's when I don't need it yet.
That's when I have my daughter turn the phones off and we're
me because I'm just like, let mom handle this shit because been there, done that. And I usually get very, very disgustingly rude. But some guys get off on that, so I try to
reply to any of them.
Yeah, and that's the best thing to not do. That's why I got a man that is offered to do that for us. So, from now on, I will turn that over to him.
Well, then I'll let you know because it comes to my email. So, yeah.
So, anyway, how much time do we have?
Less than 3.5 minutes.
Hey, everybody. How's it doing?
Weed smoking day.
420, and today is National Drug Test Day. Tomorrow is National Unemployment Day, so. Tomorrow is National Go. I gotta go see my counselor day.
Fuck, man. That's all right. It's okay to drink early because hopefully I'll sleep off a lot of the fucking hangover and then have to
drink. I'll take the bottle upstairs and not let you have anymore. Because I can get up and go if I gotta sleep on the
fuck you. You can't take no fucking
bottle. Oh my God.
I'm sharing mine, so
whatever. Dude, I gotta be at my clinic at 8:30 no matter what. So if I walk in long files, I'll be like, hey.
You should get up and start drinking and then.
Yeah, and his Michelin Tiger fucking jacket, he'll be like,
and then since you're going to be drunk, you should sit there and bring it up. You should be like, why do you always wear that jacket?
I'm like, Michelin, dude, what's up? Monk counselor disappeared with no warning.
Yeah, monk, how dare you?
How dare you?
White bucket, white.
I can't remember his name.
Okay, there was. Who was the beard room guy? My sanitization sold.
Okay, there was Will. And then there was a beard dude that was like,
who was Anthony?
I can't. Okay, Anthony, that was my last dude. That was the monk dude.
Come back.
There was beard.
No,
they
got
a Will.
We have a minute.
That's starting to get good.
It's all good.
Okay, so
took wipes and I'm like all over. I'm like, oh,
Okay, but with me and Auntie, it's like, yeah, you do that.
I don't know.
She wanted to know what, you know, I started talking about.
That's
so good. I said, oh, it does. We started talking about American Horror Story, and then he looked at me.
Oh,
yeah, well, so cute. And then all of a sudden, he's gone.
All right, I'm going to cut it because I want to listen.
No!
Oh, music.
All right, next week, it's about Anthony. Bye.
It's a by Anthony.
My fuckers.
Fuck you, Lakes.
Butt
fuckers. It's a by Anthony. Butt fuckers. Butt.